Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, 6:08 right now. Thank you for hanging out with us. This is Brian right here.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Tamara slept in.
Ooh.
How did we find out she slept in, Producer Brad?
She called me at 5:30.
Get in the car.
Rough.
Shout out to Tamara if you're listening to us right now. You better be listening to our show. That would be terrible if she's listening to somebody else.
You know what? If she is, I expect a phone call. 877-971-HITS.
Let's put it to the test. Tamara should be driving in right now from Valencia. And if she's truly loyal to the show, she should be listening to us, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all think? She's listening to Big Boy.
Ooh.
What do you guys think?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Let's tell her what our number is. 877-971-HITS, Tamara.
We might find out if her mom listens to the show. If her mom's dropping her off at work today.
You know, usually she does carpool with her mom, and her mom's the one that drives, so she's probably sleeping in the passenger seat right now. So we'll find out if she calls in. We are live right now. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Good morning, Producer Brad.
Good morning.
You know what's funny? Literally, the first thing I want to talk to you guys about today is this new game show on Netflix that I thought is hilarious. It's called Awake. The Million Dollar Game. So what happens is that contestants are given a challenge to do for 24 hours straight with zero sleep. So they're sleep deprived. And then once that 24 hours is up, that's when the game show begins.
Oh, wow.
So you're just sleep deprived. Now you're doing other challenges. You're doing trivia and so on and so forth. Like the very first 24 hours on the first episode, they had four contestants legit just sit at a table for 24 hours counting 4 million quarters.
Oh my God.
It sounds awful.
All right, so you count in 4 million quarters, and then the way you get selected to be one of the two contestants actually going to the game show is, first of all, whoever counted the least amount of quarters, automatically, you're done. You're eliminated. And whoever was least accurate in keeping track of how many quarters they counted is also eliminated.
Wow.
And then the show starts from there.
Why would you put yourself through that? That's intense.
Because you could win. You could win $1 million.
I mean, $1 million is game-changing money for most people in this country. Now, if you live in L.A., it's like, I can maybe get a house and get out of debt.
Down payment for a house.
I would love to see every Jeopardy episode should be people who've stayed up for 24 hours. Just because you want to hear like the delirious answers they have to whatever categories there are.
So I was going to ask this morning, who do you think would crush it at this game from us in studio? Obviously not Tamara, right?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think the person who gets the least sleep here.
Amp Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
I thought it was Tamara.
Tamara's late. No, it's not. If she's late, are we going to get free breakfast?
he knows the rules.
First of all, legit, just the only reason why I answered this call because I thought it was Tamara. What's your name? Where are you from, bro?
I'm Cam. I'm from LA.
All right, I think you said Tam, right? Like Tamara?
Cam.
Yeah.
All right, good times. Well, listen, bro, we're trying to avoid saying that we're going to buy breakfast. Because I don't know if there's budget, but you know what? Yeah, we're going to buy you breakfast, bro.
Rules are rules, dude. You busted us on it.
That's right. The rule is anytime anybody's late to the studio, we have to buy a listener breakfast for them and their coworkers. So where do you work, Cam?
Oh, I'm a Lyft driver.
Lyft driver.
Oh, it's perfect.
That fits the budget.
Dodge Day Bullet.
Oh, that was awesome. Well, it depends. What kind of car are you driving? How many people are you loading up?
Nobody. I'm just roaming around.
Just roaming around, man. Where you at? Maybe somebody will hear you and we'll get a ride from you, dog. Where you at? What streets? What city?
I'm in Inglewood. I think I'm a passenger and I just forgot.
I just forgot. Oh my God, I love him.
Someone talks about maybe getting free breakfast, man. Passenger smashinger.
All right, Cam. We're going to get all your details off the air and we'll make sure Tamara buys you breakfast. Right, bro?
I want a steak, 5-star.
All right. Yes, 5-star driver. Just wanted to put it out there. All right, Cam, hang tight. Don't hang up, bro. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, that is gold. Wow. Right there. That is gold. I don't even know what else we're talking about. But anyways, hang out with us. Coming up next, we got a Dammy Dumb Story of the Day. that's going to blow your mind, man. Brian's getting you ready for you. Hang tight.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
If you're late to work this morning, you called in and you're actually honest about the reason why you're late. You didn't make some BS up. You don't have some random Google image of a flat tire that you texted your boss or whatever it may be. Because I bring that up because at least this time, our social media guru on the show, Tamara, just said, yo, guys, I overslept. Mm-hmm. Just
it's
straight
so
up.
Funny.
I just didn't wake up. You know what I'm saying? So she's late.
It happens,
we hooked up Cam with some breakfast because that's the rule. If anybody's ever late to the show, our listeners get breakfast. Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's a rule that upper management is trying to get us to stop doing.
Yeah.
So we were like kind of subtly not trying to mention the fact that we were going to buy breakfast to people who are late. But hey, man, we started something from the jump and we have to keep it going. And Cam called us on it.
He called us out, bro. He called it right away. Anyways, we put out a challenge to our very own team member, Tamara, saying, yo, but you know what? She's driving in from Valencia right now. Facts for sure, at least. She's listening to us.
Mm-hmm. Right? Why wouldn't she be? I mean, she knows where she's headed to. She knows the exact time we're on the air. She knows all the stuff. And if she wanted to call in anyway, she knows the phones better than anybody.
Right. So Brian's like, yeah, if she's listening right now, obviously she's going to call in. Guess what? She never called in. Hmm. So we're going to call her. See what's going on with this.
Good old
Tamara Simone. Tamara.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Are you driving in solo like a chola or with mama?
Solo.
What are you listening to on the radio?
I was actually listening to my homie, his new song, You've Been Feeling Back.
Oh, you're listening to like some music, like your friend's music.
Yeah.
Song. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool, that's cool. Yeah, that's all right. I mean, cool.
Yeah, because just a little bit ago, we're like, yo, Tamara's late, but you know what? I'm sure she's at least listening to the show, supporting in spirit. Yeah. And if she truly is listening to the show.
Yeah, you know, if she's listening to the show, she'll call in and, you know, be part of the show. That's the thing we do every day.
Oh, my God. I'm so focused on getting there right now.
Yeah.
I'm so focused on that.
Sure.
Makes no sense. Brad wants to vent about millennials, and he is a millennial.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brad, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Take no responsibility.
Stop it. No, I have to say, no, for real, though. You guys know when you, like, get that, like, real, real good sleep.
Yeah, good sleep.
Forget where you are.
Yep, I did that.
Like, forget where you are.
That's what I did. Mm. And literally, you know what woke me up was the birds.
The birds.
Like birds chirping outside your window?
Birds chirping at my window. And literally, I snoozed all my alarms. I didn't even hear any of my alarms go off.
All right. Well, Tamara, just FYI, Cam called in. He's in Inglewood. He's a Lyft driver, and you're going to have to buy him breakfast, FYI.
Oh.
All right, later, Tamara. So appreciate the support for the show. You know what's funny about it? How she's saying, like, the birds woke her up?
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't even like, thankfully, the birds woke me up. It was almost like, how rude.
Damn, yeah, birds.
The birds started chirping and they woke my ass up. Anyways, coming up next, we got the damn he dumb story of the day. Brian, what are you working on over there, bro?
Oh, we got O.J. Simpson up on Twitter now.
Good Lord.
He is all sorts under the impression we think he's innocent.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's
so
tweeting
bad.
As such.
I can't.
And it's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. We'll get into it coming up next. Also, we have Disneyland passes for you coming up at 7:20 this morning. Hang tight.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Right about now, we got the damn he dumb story of the day.
Yeah, he dumb.
So it didn't take long for the real OJ32 to go from relatively zero to 713,000 followers when he went active on Twitter 4 days ago.
That's insane.
I mean, he's kind of giving me the Twitter account I never knew that I needed, was OJ. Just releasing ridiculous videos. It's gotten more insane, but this is the video that he joined Twitter with on June 14th.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. This should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Whoa.
So God bless. Take care.
If you were convicted of murder, you can't say, I've got some getting even to do. Well, like, that's not allowed.
He wasn't convicted criminally of double murder. He was convicted in civil court.
Oh, my God.
With a judgment by the Goldsteins and Nicole Brown Simpson's families of the double murder. He went to jail for stealing his own memorabilia. It's so weird. But what's really funny about it is that, you know, we're right around the anniversary of the white Bronco.
It was yesterday.
Chase. Yesterday, yeah. Yeah, the chase, right?
25 years.
I love that he's out here saying he's got to get even with people. Like, we don't remember what happened in 95. But here's where it gets really entertaining. So there are a lot of parody accounts. One specifically, Killer OJ Simpson. And at Killer OJ Simpson tweeted yesterday, boy, today's going to be interesting, with a screenshot video of OJ Simpson, the official account, threatening him in his DMs with knife emojis.
Wow. My gosh.
So OJ DM'd this troll.
Yep.
Knife emojis in the up in the DMs.
OJ knifed into the DMs.
Not slid.
Just knifed right in there. And this dude is defending himself like, hey, man, there are a lot more convincing parody accounts of you, like, goofing around on Twitter. And then OJ replied with, like, 16 knife emojis and the words, you next.
Oh, my God.
Damn, he dumb.
That's terrifying.
It's insane. And people are going like, yo, how come we ban people from Twitter for just, like, you know, just making a bad tweet about whatever.
Yeah.
You got a guy that probably committed a double murder in 95 sliding into the DMs with the old knife, and you're going to let him just roam free on Twitter? The juice is loose.
It's interesting. You can imagine, like, I feel like he's sitting down with, like, social media people and his managers, and they're like, all right, we got to get your social media game on point. Like, I feel like there's, like, these conversations, and it's so bizarre.
But I love that this troll towards the end was like, yo, man, like, chill out. I only got 300 followers.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to come after me. You know what I'm saying?
So this one, at the real OJ32 is the only official one. This should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Nick's scared.
Damn, he dumb.
Well, I think we should troll him from the Amp Radio account and see if he'll knife into our DMs today.
Oh. We good. Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
Oof, all right. Drake is stepping into legend status.
All right.
And Hunger Games is back. We're going to talk about that next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, so do you guys remember the movie The Hunger Games?
Love that movie.
How could you forget it? It's so good. Obviously, it starred Jennifer Lawrence. Well, this is pretty cool. A Hunger Games prequel is coming in 2020. It's been almost 4 years since the last Hunger Games movie came out. Author Suzanne Collins announced she's releasing a prequel novel in May of next year, and there will be a movie tied to it. But the prequel is set 64 years before the original Hunger Games.
Got it.
So there will be no Jennifer Lawrence in it. But it'll take place around the 10th Hunger Games. So,
Hunger Games is one of those, like, franchises that lost me after the first one.
Really?
Like, I liked it, and then I started watching the second one, and I was like, this seems like the exact same movie. It lost me like the show Prison Break did, where I was like, where is this? Dude. I'm just like, I'm over it. Like, they broke out of prison. We're good, right? And they're like, no, we're not good yet. There's more stuff. It's like, I
loved it. I watched all the movies, but it made me feel weird. It was kind of like how I feel about Handmaid's Tale. It, like, makes me feel weird inside, like, icky inside, because it's like this world that's just so messed up. It freaks me out. Anyways, the Jonas Brothers continue kicking butt. Their comeback album Happiness Begins debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. This is their third number one album.
Good for them.
In just 1 week, it also had the biggest sales of the year, beating out Ariana Grande's Thank You Next.
Wait, what?
Which is a big deal. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
And in other chart news, thanks to Drake's new collab with Chris Brown, No Guidance, which debuted at number nine. Here it is. So this is crazy. Drake has now tied the Beatles with the second most top 10s on the Hot 100.
Damn.
Yeah, they both have 34. But the crazy thing is, it took the Beatles 32 years to accomplish the task, and it's only taken Drake about 10.
That's unfair, because it was so much more difficult to get music for the Beatles. You had to be one, you had to go buy it physically.
That's what I'm saying. You had to drive somewhere, bro.
Like, you can accidentally just keep streaming Drake on Spotify.
Yeah.
Look, my playlist is still going.
It's also a singles game. You know what I mean? People just, like, release singles, you know, every week, it seems like. Who do you think holds the record for the most top tens, if you had to guess?
Michael Jackson.
Lil Nas X.
How do you know? It's actually Madonna.
Really?
She holds the record with 38. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's dope.
So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by CB Distillery. It's not marijuana, it's CBD. And our listeners actually get 15% off with the promo code Brian.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
So I get to take over the end of the report.
Spell it, bro. Spell it.
B-R-I-A-N.
Just go to CBDistillery.com.
Who dare did you dirty? Call in, vent about it. You can also text us at 877-971-HITS. It's like therapy. But for free, we got you. Giselle from Huntington Beach, go ahead and vent who did you dirty and let it for to go.
So this was when I first started working. I was 17 at the time, and my dad was the manager at a Subway. And he was like, you know what, like, I got you, I'll hire you. So he hired me on the spot, and nice. It was my first week there. And the assistant manager, her name was Vicky. Mm-hmm. She was like, put some cookies in. And I was just like, okay, well, what's the temperature and what's the time you need to put it on? And she was like, oh, 10 to 12 minutes, like right in between. And I was like, 10 to 12 minutes sounds like a really long time for these cookies. And she's like, yeah. She's like, it's okay. She's like, you just got to keep an eye on them. And she was like, but don't worry about it. Like, I'll take care of it. And so I put in 84 cookies for 12 minutes and she forgot about them. So when the whole store was like steaming up, everything was burnt, and my dad came in, and he was like, "Who burnt all these cookies? This is like half the box."
Oh my gosh!
And she was like, "It was Giselle. It was your daughter." Damn.
So she planned it. She set you up.
She set me up for it. And so I was like, "Dad, I swear she told me to put this time." And he was like, "No, Giselle, I don't care." He ripped me up for it, and to this day, he still shares that story at home, at family reunions, at everything.
Yo, but you can't burn those cookies, man. Those like people go to Subway for the cookies.
The white mac. Academia nut ones? Yes. Bro, I die for those.
The chocolate chip ones are my favorite.
When they're not burnt. Why do you think she had it in for you?
She was very big on this whole, like, just because you're his daughter doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want. But it was, like, my first week there. I'm 17. It's my first job. And I'm like, Dad, just please don't fire me. And he was like, this is your final warning. Like, you can't embarrass me like that.
Wow.
It's almost harder when you do have to work with one of your parents. Because I feel like they're way harder on you than any other employee out there.
Like, you can't go to the human resource department when your dad's the boss.
A.K.A. Right? Your mom.
Exactly.
And you have to live with them after the fact. Like, when you go home that night, you have to deal with sort of the wrath, you know?
Like, every time you go to cook something, they're like, don't burn it!
I remember I was crying, and I came home, and he's like, sorry, I did what I had to do. I'm the manager. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, you didn't take my word for it.
Oh, Giselle.
He's always like, you should just watch out. She's not much of a baker.
Uh-huh.
You should own that, though. Next time, like, you guys have a party you're preparing for or whatever, be like, you guys know me. I can't cook anything, Dad. Yep. I don't have to help.
I'm opting out.
Hey, sorry, Dad. You know, I can't really bake. Mm-hmm.
Giselle, love you. Thank you for listening to us. Did it feel good to vent about that, Sucia?
I honestly think about that every single time I go into Subway.
Drama. By the way, now that you brought that up, the only thing that sucks about going to Subway is leaving and then smelling like Subway for the rest of the day.
I love Subway, though. It is like one of my favorites.
Working there was even worse. The smell that you leave on that shirt for days.
Giselle, we love you, girl. Thank you so much for listening
to
us.
Too. I listen to you guys every single day. Thank you.
Gracias. Have a great summer.
You too. Bye-bye.
Anytime you want to vent, just call in 877-971-HITS. Tell us who did you dirty. All right, coming up next, we got the Amp Meme Mix with DJ Majestic in less than 5 minutes. Kicking off over an hour commercial-free music. And within that Amp Mini Mix, can you guess what's in it?
Disneyland tickets.
Ooh, the happiest place on earth.
Man. Congratulations,
took me
Brian.
A second. I was like, what? Like, really? I almost said, like, not very fun.
Oh, no.
Disneyland.
Right. It's very confusing with this instrumental behind us. Yes, 4 passes to go to Disneyland. Coming up next. Hang tight.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Your chance to win 4 passes to have fun this summer at Disneyland and discover the new land, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, by playing the Izzy the Father game. We're going to present to you 3 different baby daddy scenarios from the Maury Povich Show, and you'll have to guess, is he the father or not?
You are not the father.
All right, let's meet our 2 contestants. We got Carlos from Inglewood, up to no good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carlos, you ready for this? You got any baby daddy experience, bro?
Baby daddy, I'm a guy, but no baby mama issues, not at all.
Fantastic. I'm going to introduce you. You're going to be battling versus Vanessa from Southgate. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Any baby daddy experience, Vanessa?
No, I am married with two kids.
All right, good. Things are working out for you.
So you've never been on the Maury show.
She has a baby daddy, but not like drama.
Yeah.
It's good. All right, here we go. Carlos, you chose to be on Team Brian. Vanessa, you chose to be on Team Chelsea. Team Brian goes first. If you get it correct, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, that point goes to the opposing team. Mm-hmm. Whichever team hits 2 points first wins. Last time we played, Team Chelsea lost. Team Brian won. Mm-hmm. Let's go, ladies. Come on now. All right. The first baby daddy scenario goes to Carlos and Team Brian. This guy's name is Tim, and his defense is, I've been firing blanks for a long time. That is not my child. All right. So here's Tim's defense. Is he the father or not? Here we go.
I am 52 years old. My swimmers don't even work anymore. In the past 20 years, I've had sex with over 300 women. None of them ever got pregnant. I wasn't even around Ruth Ann when she got pregnant. I was working my construction job.
Yeah. Sounds like he doesn't have teeth.
He doesn't sound the kind of guy who has a game for 300 chicks.
But Ruth Ann fell for it. Carlos, is he the father or not?
What are you thinking?
That one is tricky. Considering his age, I automatically wanted to say no. But considering he said he slept with over however many women, mm-hmm. I want to say yes, he is.
You know what?
But then I want to say no again.
I'm feeling like, yes, I feel like they threw the 52 years old in there as like, oh, we'll never know. But nah, I think that one of his blanks finally hit.
All right, so he is the father.
I think he is the father.
Is that correct, Carlos? He is the father?
Okay. All right, yes.
You're going with that? Here it is. Yes. We're going to find out the truth. Is he the father or not?
When it comes to 4-year-old Cheyenne, Tim, you are the father.
The point goes to
300.
Team Brian and Carlos from Inglewood. All right, the pressure's on the ladies right here.
We got this.
All right, let's go. Vanessa from Southgate and Team Chelsea.
All right, let's do this.
Here we go. Okay. Second one, the dude's name is Tremaine. And his defense is, everybody wants me to be their baby daddy. Get in line. All right, so here's Tremaine. Is he the father or not? Okay. Here we go.
I don't know what I was thinking when I slept with Natasha. I clearly wasn't in my right mind. Every woman I know wants me to be their baby's father. I got all my original teeth. I'm tall. I'm funny. But I'm not going to let Natasha exploit me.
There it is. He's got all his original teeth. Who can resist original teeth?
That's a big deal.
Is Tremaine the father, yes or no, Vanessa, Team Chelsea?
What do you think?
I am going to go with... No.
I'm going to say no, too. That's kind of what my gut's telling me. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, you're saying he's not the father. Here we go.
When it comes to 6-week-old Lyric, Tremaine, you are not.
We got a tie. Everybody. Here it goes. Last scenario. Brian and Carlos, if you guys get this right, you win. If not, Team Chelsea and Vanessa win. All right, here it is. Third scenario. The dude's name is Mike. His defense is, check the color chart. Obviously, that's not my baby. All right, here we go. This is Mike. Is he the father or not?
I'm dark, and this baby is light as day. She's so bright, I need sunglasses just to look at her. Now, people, read my lips. I'm going to do nothing, zero, zilch for that child. And I'm tired of you and your crazy ass sister ruining my life.
Gosh.
Wow. I mean... I hate to say it for that poor kid, but I think that dude is the father. Maury never lets people clown like that without putting them in their place.
Carlos, what are your thoughts? Is he the father or not for the win or for the loss?
I'm gonna agree. I'm gonna say he is.
He is the father. Here it is, the final verdict on Mike.
When it comes to 2-month-old Michaela, Mike, you are the father.
Carlos from Inglewood, Team Brian, take the W. Congratulations, Carlos. Vanessa, thank you for playing. Appreciate you. We're going to be giving out tickets all this week, right around 7:25 in the morning. Stay tuned. Carlos, you did it, my man.
Yes, yes, yes. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you. You're the best, man.
Yeah!
Hey, watch it.
In baby daddy knowledge, Chelsea. Baby daddy knowledge.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Anytime we have a huge update in Chelsea's love life, we create a love radio novella about it. a radio soap opera. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a huge update going down this morning. And the title of this episode is Tinkerbell y su varita mágica choose Chelsea to be la única.
Tinkerbell and his magic wand choose Chelsea to be the one.
What?
We didn't come up with that. That's how the story goes. Okay.
Absolutely. So if you're just tuning in, you haven't heard about Tinkerbell before, he's been around for about 2 months, since the second weekend of Coachella. Mm-hmm. That's where Chelsea met him. And the reason why we named him Tinkerbell is because Chelsea was mesmerized by him that weekend. And we think it's because of his magic wand and fairy dust.
Okay.
I mean, you guys did turn a Coachella weekend into like a 4-day date.
So not only has he already bought not just a regular toothbrush, but an electric toothbrush.
Sonicare
That's
money.
That's how I roll.
Wow.
Thank you, me. For his apartment for Chelsea. Mm-hmm. But what he busted out this weekend to me screams, Chelsea, I want to marry you and procreate 8 children.
Slow down.
8's a hell of a lot of children.
That's too many.
That's an army, yo.
Chelsea, what did homeboy bust out 2 months into you guys talking and dating? This weekend.
So, he introduced me to his dad.
Whoa!
Introducing it to the dad on Father's Day weekend?
Yeah.
I told you he wants to father 8 children.
Oh, my gosh.
Es obvio. Quiere ponerle 8 hijos.
It was actually a Father's Day brunch.
En el vientre. I just was said in Spanish.
What were you saying? What'd you say?
He wants to procreate 8 children.
Okay.
So he wants to have all
But the way it went down is really interesting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I knew his dad was going to be in town for the last week. And then about 2 days before he was going to be here, he kind of casually was like, hey, so my dad kind of mentioned he wants to meet you. And so I'm doing a brunch with my friends and my dad. Do you want to come along? And I was kind of like, okay, that's cool. It'll be super casual. He mentioned it super casually. It wasn't and I feel like it's interesting because when I've dated guys before, it's usually this big thing. And usually it's 3 to 5 months in, you know. But I was like, oh, yeah, this seems really casual, whatever. The day comes, it's Father's Day, we're going to brunch, and all of a sudden, his friends back out.
Wow. Allegedly.
That's right.
No, yeah, so
right.
It's literally ends up just being me, Tink, and his dad.
Oh my God!
Oldest trick in the book, the old friends canceled on the big date.
Now, let me clarify, his dad flew in from Napa Valley for this.
I think he drove.
Out of town, dad.
Okay. Huh?
I think he drove, but...
Well, whatever. Yeah. He should have flown.
I mean,
bullet train.
Details, you know?
Hang glider, teleport.
It's like got to get away in Southwest, $68. Anyways, so my whole thing is when I hear this, yo, this guy legit wants to make things official with Chelsea.
For sure.
Chelsea, I see a little bit of resistance from you. Not because you don't like him, but because you want to take things slow. And we brought this up to Chelsea and said, yo, he is thinking things are very serious with you. Where are you at with that? Because let me ask you this. Let me flip things around. If your parents flew in from Michigan and were here for a weekend, would you introduce Tinkerbell to them?
Well, I think it's different because I think the fact that his dad lives in California, if my parents are flying from Michigan, that's a different flight, first off.
I mean, dude.
It is.
Hold up. If he drove from Napa, that's longer than flying from Detroit.
It's about the same. Good point. Actually.
So would you introduce him to your parents?
Well, it's weird. It's hard. So that's a hard question, honestly, because for me, I with Tink, and I feel like that he's on the same page. We're both taking things really slow. We haven't had that conversation where we're exclusive, you know? But obviously I'm not really dating anyone else. But if my parents came in tomorrow, I guess for me, I wouldn't.
There it is.
But let me explain though. I feel like I'm taking things really slow, and I feel like I'm in a place right now in my life where I want to make sure the situation's serious before I just introduce them to my parents. I haven't introduced a lot of guys to my parents, you know? So I'm not just, I don't know. I want to be cautious.
So that brings up this question though, this morning for you that are listening right now. If someone you're dating legit officially introduces you to their parents, like Chelsea was introduced to Tinkerbell's dad, does that mean they want to be serious with you in an exclusive relationship? Shoot us a call or text 877-971-HITS. Tamara, you're shaking your head. No, why not?
No, I just don't feel like... I've introduced a lot of guys, you know, that are friends to my parents, and it's just...
That you're talking to, that
yeah,
you're kind of dating.
I'm talking to you, but it's not a big deal to me.
Tamara, you live with your parents. So if they just accidentally meet your parents when they just like try to pick you up. Hold on a second. I think in this situation, right? Like, I think I'm going to say, I think he flat out wants to have a relationship with you. I think he wants to make it serious. I also think he knows, if he's not stupid, he knows, he feels that there's a little bit of, I want to take it slow, a little bit of hesitation. That's why I think the whole move of, look, ain't no big deal. I'm going to have all these friends there for brunch, trying to like ease you into it, because you kind of seem like he's trying to like corral like a wild animal who doesn't want to be caged.
What?
Like, he doesn't want to make any sudden moves. Like, if he makes a sudden move, you're going to bolt.
No,
like, you're going to run.
Super chill. He's not like that.
We'll go with your phone calls coming up next. Lines are blowing up. 877-971-HITS. If someone you're dating, like Tinkerbell and Chelsea right now, officially introduces you to their parents, does it mean that they want to be exclusive, they want to be serious, and procreate? 877-971-HITS.
Escalated quickly.
One hits. This guy, it's only been 2 months.
I know.
And already introduced your dad.
I mean,
he's moving fast. Good morning. Anytime we have an update in our sis Chelsea's love life, we create a radio novella about it, a radio soap opera. You guys have been keeping up with Tinkerbell. He's been hanging in there for 2 months. This is the longest one that's lasted this long, bro, since we started the show a year and 4 months ago.
He's almost out of the first season of the novella.
We may have to renew it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Second series. This title of this series is Tinkerbell y su varita mágica choose Chelsea to be la única.
Tinkerbell and his magic wand choose Chelsea to be the one.
It's just the, you know, it's just that sound effect that really is just too much for me.
They made a Coachella 2 months ago, and we named him Tinkerbell because I feel like Chelsea was mesmerized, had been hanging out with him hard since then, okay? So it's like fairy dust all over. This weekend, though, things went to a whole nother level because not only does Chelsea now have an electric toothbrush in his apartment.
Electric, that's like $35 at CVS.
It's a big investment, but Chelsea's worth it. I just want to throw
that
in there.
Thank you, Edgar.
But now, this weekend, on Father's Day weekend, Tinkerbell told Chelsea, hey, friends and I are meeting up with my dad who's here from Napa Valley. Do you want to come through and hang out? She said, yeah, that sounds cool. Well, guess what? Last minute, friends hit the eject button and it was just dad, Tinkerbell, Chelsea, and his magic wand.
Oldest trick in the book. Hey, no big deal. It's just a friends thing. And then they all canceled. Now it's serious.
It was a nice brunch.
Chelsea's trying to downplay it and we're like, yo, Chels.
Chill.
The dude wants to be exclusive, serious, girlfriend, boyfriend material with you and have children with you. And she's like, guys, no, it's not even like that.
Mm-mm.
So we're asking you this morning, when somebody introduces you to their parents, does it mean they want to take the next step? Brianna from Moore Park, what are your thoughts?
Okay, so if it's just one parent, unless does he have both, Chelsea?
He does, yeah.
They're separated.
But they're separated. Okay. They're both, like, remarried.
Okay, so if it's just one parent and they're separated, I think it's probably he's ready to move a little more serious with you. If he's interested in going the next level, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, a guy who wants you to meet his dad, I think that's a lot.
It's not a bad thing, but it makes it a challenging thing if you're not ready to move forward.
I just think you guys need to have an honest conversation.
Yeah,
like, stop being around the bush. Well, Chelsea, don't get mad at me for asking this, but do you want it to go that direction? Mm. Are you wanting to have something serious right now?
I feel like I'm figuring it out. Like, I feel like I really care about him and I have feelings for him, but like I said, I think I've been hurt a lot in the past. And so I'm very much like, I want to just take it slowly and I want to make sure the next person I like am exclusive with is like the right person.
It's only been 2 months.
Well, exactly. I think life is too short and I'm also a girl that's been hurt a lot, so I feel you, sister, 120%. But I've also learned that life is too short. Let your guard down and just go with it.
Yeah, and maybe
if you put your walls up for too long, he might be like, you know what? I don't know if I can stick this out this long for this girl. Not saying you're not worth that. You're absolutely worth that. But if you keep pushing away, eventually someone's going to go, you know what? I've tried. I'm done.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know?
Brianna, thank you for calling in. We love you, girl. Thank you for having
you
the honest convo with our sis, Chels.
Thank you. You're the best.
Thank you, guys. Have a great morning.
Bye. You too. Cammy from WeHo coming in strong. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
What do you want to say to Chelsea? Go for it.
I want to say, Chelsea, get out.
What?
Like, major, major red flags, my friend.
Wait, what do you mean?
Seriously, run, run, run.
Wow.
No joke. No joke. Every single guy who has introduced me to his parents too early, She ended up cheating on me.
What?
Shut up. Wait, what do you mean?
Every single one.
Like, they ghosted you? So they, like, acted like they were super interested, and they were maybe for a hot minute, but then they were...
It's like Jingle Keys over here, so you're looking at this situation. You think it's all serious, and then on the other side, he's sliding the DMs to someone else.
I never thought about this.
Totally.
Like, what's too soon? Like, so you're thinking this two-month mark is too soon?
Way too soon.
Oh, my gosh.
I think if anyone introduced, you know, to parents... Maybe 8 months. Maybe.
Oh. Well, see, here's the thing. I think that the whole meet the debt parents thing, it all depends on how it's framed, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't believe that the friends were ever going to show up. And
they
I think
were.
He was nervous about maybe having it be that serious because I think he knows you're not into the seriousness of the whole situation. Like I said earlier, you kind of seem skitterish. Like, if he made too much of a move, you'd run away like a wild animal. He'd never see you again.
What?
Like, he's trying to corral you. Yeah, he's trying to corral you slowly.
All right.
It sounds like he's trying to trap her.
Wait! Oh my gosh. You clearly have been hurt as well.
Corral.
We got issues as Kevin, girls.
Hang tight. Thank you so much for listening to us.
He's got a lasso and he's just trying to corral you.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't have a lasso. He's got a magic wand, bro.
I feel like I'm like Bambi or something.
Coming up next, we have Rochelle from Encino that wants to ask a very important question that we've all been missing out on. Rochelle from Encino, good morning. What is your question?
Hi.
And then coming up next, Chelsea will answer it. Go ahead. Okay.
Well, good morning. So I have a really important question, like you said. How did he introduce you to his dad? Did he say, this is my friend, Chelsea? Did he say, this is my girlfriend, Chelsea? So that's really important.
We'll find out.
Wow.
Coming up next, Rochelle with the key question on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
If you've been dating a dude for the last 2 months, talking to them, nothing... you know, super serious yet. But all of a sudden, this dude introduces you to his dad on Father's Day weekend. The dad came in from Napa Valley. Allegedly, it was going to be friends and his dad, but it just, all of a sudden, the friends canceled. Now it's just you, the dude, and his dad.
And the dad wanted to meet her. He was, looking forward to it.
Does that mean this dude is ready to take things to the next level, be official with you? That is the question this morning, because it's happening to Chelsea in today's episode of her Love Radio novela, Tinkerbell y Suarita Mágica. Choose Chelsea to be la única.
Tinkerbell and his magic wand. Choose Chelsea to be the one.
Oh, gosh.
It's interesting. Cammy from WeHo called in and said, run, Chelsea, run. This is a trick. Dudes that introduce her to their parents way too early end up cheating on her. All of them. He may be mosting.
Dude, she just got in my head.
Trying to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
It's that look over here, nothing to see on the other side.
Oh my gosh.
Distraction.
We also have Rochelle from Encino, who dropped a very epic question that we missed. Rochelle, what is that question? Go ahead.
How did he introduce you to his father? Did he say, this is my girlfriend, or did he say, this is my friend? How did it all go down?
Interesting. So he didn't really have to introduce me. Because when I saw him, he gave me a hug and he's like, it's so nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Damn.
Finally. It wasn't like it wasn't like, this is my girlfriend.
He didn't even need
or,
to
this
say
is my
it.
Friend.
Yes. Dad said it with
but
the
I mean,
hug.
It could be assumed.
It what?
So I said it could be assumed because he's heard so much about you.
But maybe he's just, he's interested in the new girl hanging out in his life.
Yeah, he follows you on Instagram. He wants to ask you questions about meeting BTS. That's exactly right.
Right.
Nailed it.
Rochelle, we got to wrap this up here pretty soon. But bottom line, what's your advice for Chelsea? Run or stay?
No, honestly, I think you should stay. I'm a really simple, go with the flow type person.
Yeah.
And it could mean something. It could mean nothing. Just, stick it out, see where it goes. Tammy obviously seems like she's been with some interesting fellows, but... if you really like him, just go with it.
And that's just it. We've all been hurt. You know what I mean? So I think this is part of, like, any relationship you get in. It's like learning how to take down those walls.
Yeah, go with the flow. And that flow leads to meeting his mom next week. Like, it's all good. Like, that flow
potential
just keeps flowing.
Ring, whatever.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh. I think we should wait till the 3-month mark, you guys, and then reassess the situation.
So here's the situation, because I know there's a lot of ladies listening right now that are probably like, yo, I wish the dude that I've been messing around with for the last year.
That's right.
Would introduce me to somebody he knows besides the dude at the gas station.
Yeah, I'll take a cousin at this point.
Anybody. A second cousin, whatever. Somebody you just call primo. And then they're like, yo, most situations are like, yo, I wish a guy would take me that way, right? But the thing is, Chels, you want to take things slow. It's only been 2 months, and you have every right to.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep. And I've been in that situation, too, where I've dated someone for a year, and they haven't introduced me to anyone. Like, I've been in all the situations. You know what I mean? Like, I really have, so.
What are texts saying, Brian? I think
we have a lot of texts with people saying from the 310, it's serious, duh, Chelsea. Yeah, Chelsea. But the one that I found the most interesting, like, this is the psychology. Mm. They said from the 818, Tinkerbell is playing the long game. He's secretly telling Chelsea that he wants to be exclusive, but at the same time, trying to act cool like, nah, girl, I can wait. But deep down, he wants it all.
And by all, we mean 8 children.
Oh, my gosh. When there's no time. Wow.
Chelsea.
That's a lot of
where was Tinkerbell this morning?
Don't do this.
No! Oh,
I just posed the question. I didn't. That was it. 97.1 Amp Radio. Uh-oh. We'll keep you updated on Tinkerbell. I'm rooting for him, though. Yeah. I'm rooting for him.
So where was he?
Ta-da!
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Good morning. Next Wednesday night, Staples Center, Khalid in concert. We have access to a suite and want to invite you to it in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll tell you how to win those tickets, all right?
The Chelsea Report.
All right, so do you guys know this show, the TV show Catfish on MTV?
Oh, yeah.
Neve and Max.
Yep, Nev.
Super good.
Nev Campbell is the showrunner. Well, Ariana Grande could be the next Catfish co-host.
Really?
Yes, this is all according to the showrunner, Nev Campbell. So, and we know Ariana's a fan of the show. She's posted on social media, like, sitting in her hotel room just, like, binge-watching it. She, like, loves it. She always comments on it. Well, in a new interview with TMZ, Nev is at the airport, and he basically, well, first off, he explains how he just recently found out that Ariana's a fan of the show, and then talked about how they've kind of been talking about working together.
I go to her profile. The button says follow back.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God, she follows me? So I followed her back, and I DM'd her, and I just said, like, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And she's talking about how she'd love to come on the show.
For real?
Fingers crossed, when we start making more episodes, maybe Ariana will do one. I'd love to have you on the show, Ariana.
Oh, my God. That's dope.
There you have it.
That's dope.
I can see her doing that. I feel like Ariana's so cool like that. She would definitely take on that role. That would be a fun episode, too.
Oh, it'd be hilarious. Quick, Neve Campbell was the actress in Wild Things. Nev Schulman is the showrunner for Catfish.
Wait, but, what do I have written here?
Neve Campbell. I mean, I know that because Wild Things.
Milestone in your life, bro.
Yes,
milestone.
Nev Schulman. I think I just took it out last minute. So anyways, wow.
No, I just love it.
All good.
Someone was going to hit us on
but
the text
Nev,
line.
But it's not Neve.
It's Nev Schulman.
Yeah, okay.
And Neve Campbell.
Okay, okay, gotcha. So okay. you said Neve at first.
Don't blame this
off.
On
yes,
me, you millennial.
Did. Anyway, okay,
hell no.
Moving on. Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner. Now is it Sophie Turner? I'm second guessing everything.
it's Sophie.
No,
it's
because totally I said her Sophie. Name wrong too one time, and like a listener corrected me. Anyways, Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas's wife, she may be starring in the next British rocker biopic, which is trending right now. Obviously, we've seen Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man, Elton John biopic. I just saw last night, by the way, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But the one right now that's currently in the works is about Boy George, who's the lead singer of Culture Club. Super cool. That's his hit song, Karma Chameleon.
That's one of those songs that, like, you may not have known Boy George sings that at Culture Club, but you've heard that song in every dentist office you've ever sat in the lobby.
Like, you all of a sudden catch yourself singing along. You're like, how do I know this song?
You're like, become a chameleon. How do I do that? Is that the words?
Well, it kind of repeats that over and over again, too, so I guess it's pretty catchy.
You can't get it wrong. Well, in a new interview, Boy George basically said that Sophie is his top choice, and
really?
I love his reasoning. He said he loves the idea because people will be like, wait, she can't play you, she's a woman. And he goes, but when I was 17, I would have loved to be her. That was my ambition. Which is cool. And then Sophie saw the article basically saying that Boy George wants her to play him, and she retweeted it and said, I am so down. And it's crazy, you guys, they look a lot alike in a weird way. Like, you know what I mean? You would never think that, but their faces next to each other, they have like the same face shape, face structure.
If you see side by sides with them, they really do facially look alike.
If they did like the Snapchat filter,
they just don't change.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
So we'll see what happens. Obviously, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I think it'd be really cool to see her play him. And she's so controversial actress. To have a girl playing, you know, a boy, a rock legend would be such a cool thing.
But here's the thing, man. That's what art is about.
Of course.
You know, it's an art. Acting is an art. That's what it is. You're acting. You know what I'm saying? So go for it, man. No barriers.
Yeah. And also, people would just be interested in seeing it regardless. Yeah,
totally.
And everyone just trying to tear it apart or whatever. And she's a phenomenal actress.
Yeah, of course. Well, that is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This Chelsea Report is brought to you by CB Distillery. It's not marijuana. It's CBD. And our listeners actually get 15% off with the promo code Brian.
B-R-I-A-N, everybody.
That's right. At CBDistillery.com.
Thank you, Chels. All right, coming up next in the 9 o'clock hour, your chance to get some passes to hang out inside the suites at Staples Center. We'll be there hanging out with you, watching Khalid tearing it up.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Have you ever gotten into some good trouble? And what I mean by that, you know, the details of that good trouble are fun, crazy, and juicy. If so, shoot us a call. Brag about it at 877-971-HITS. And we bring this up because tonight at 8 p.m., the show Good Trouble is coming back to Freeform. And we're super stoked about it because the two main characters, Callie and Mariana, get into some juicy good trouble all the time, especially now because they graduated college and they're living here in LA. So season two is all about them like confronting drama, standing up for what they believe in, and giving the finger to anyone who gets in the way. These girls are straight up badass.
Dude, they are awesome. They remind me so much of my friends because I've definitely gotten into some good trouble with my friends. I'll never forget. This was probably like 3 or 4 years ago. It was my girlfriend's bachelorette party and we all stayed at a hotel in Palm Springs. There's probably like 12 of us, and we were getting a little toasty. We had gone out. We come back to the hotel room. We're still continuing to have some drinks and hang out and just have like girl time. And we really wanted to go swimming. And the pool at this hotel, the public pool, had closed at like 11 p.m. And at this point, it's like 2:30 a.m., 3 a.m.
Generally.
Yeah,
right.
And we got this great idea to break into the pool and go skinny dipping.
Yes,
Chelsea. All 12 of us. And we sure did it. And we lasted for probably about 30 minutes, which actually was a long time. And then the security guards came and chased us out.
You know what's funny?
12 naked girls.
They let you guys have 30 minutes because they have security footage of it. So that's floating around somewhere.
Yeah, because the security guards knew about 30 seconds in.
But they're like,
you know what? We're just going to pretend we didn't see for a little
bit. Damn, are they naked? We can let them have a little bit of time.
Come back to haunt me one of these days.
Hit us up with your good trouble stories, 877-971-HITS. Aaron from Santa Monica, tell us about the good trouble you got into.
Yeah, so me and my friends actually snuck backstage at a Halsey concert.
Yes.
Nice.
And we had the best time. I mean, I actually ended up hooking up with one of her bodyguards.
What? Like,
while you were backstage?
Brian.
Yeah.
Damn, that guy sucks at his job.
Wow. Dude, that's the guy you go after because he can hook you up so much in the future.
You're a bodyguard. Halsey's like, yo, where's my bodyguard? Oh, he's hooking up with people. I guess one way to keep people from getting to Halsey is to hook up with every one of them. So maybe that's a strategy.
That's the way I saw it. He was probably like, yo, this girl's a stalker. Mm-hmm. Let me handle it real quick. That way Halsey doesn't have to deal with it. You know?
Yo, I would reduce that guy's salary, Halsey.
Aaron.
Yeah.
And up till now, nobody had found out about this until you just said it on the air?
No. I mean, just me and my friends, obviously. I mean, we eventually got kicked out, but we didn't care. We had the time of our lives, so it was totally worth it.
How the hell did you get kicked out? You had so much dirt on backstage? Yo, if I were you, I would have been, like, on the rest of the tour.
Yeah.
Like, I'll blow the whistle right now on this homie over here.
In Halsey's suite.
Exactly. Yeah, now that you're in with the bodyguard.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way that one goes. If you're in or if... Never mind.
Aaron, thank you so much for sharing your good trouble story. That's definitely some trouble, and it was good, right?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, of course.
All right, good. Later, girl.
Thanks.
Lydia from Ontario, good morning.
Good morning.
I love that it's just women calling in to tell us how they got into some good trouble. What's your juicy story, Lydia?
I was 19, and as you know, like, went up to Vegas with my girls, you know, as you do.
Yep.
So we convinced these guys, which, you know, wasn't that hard. Because I had drinks all night. And so we got wasted. I mean, like, I blacked out, don't remember a thing, before midnight, wasted. Apparently, I got stopped by a cop when I was walking the strip or stumbling the strip. I tried to flirt my way out of telling the cop that I wasn't, like, 19, that I was 21. He was trying to ask
for my ID because he's like, you're clearly not 21. And I'm like, sir, officer, I promise. Let me just take you to the car and I'll show you I'm 21.
Oh my gosh, and you did it?
Lydia, heck you.
I swear to you, the only reason I remember this is because one of the guys we met at the club, like, filmed it. And so I got taken to detox, clearly. You know, I woke up in detox the next morning in jail.
That was the best thing, though, honestly. That's a good cop right there. Congrats to him.
It just sounds like trouble, to be honest. Unless you're just proud of it.
What was the good thing about it?
It's a good story.
It is a good story.
I learned a lesson.
The lesson you learned. That's the silver lining in it. Okay.
Lydia, you're wild, girl. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Ah, man, if you're loving these Good Trouble stories, make sure you catch the summer premiere of the hit TV series Good Trouble starting tonight at 8 p.m. on Freeform. We got to see the first episode already. It's straight up fire, man. We're definitely hooked.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We just played Talk by Khalid. That means that we're about to get caller 9. They already got to be singing that song to be able to get hooked up with these passes to be in our Amp Suite at Staples Center next Wednesday night. We'll be hanging out with you, watching Khalid perform. Let's go through the phone lines. Amp Radio, caller 1. Thank you. Amp Radio, caller 2. Thank you. Oh, they were singing.
Can we just talk?
Sorry, caller 2.
So good.
We're going.
Call back.
Amp Radio, caller number 3. Thank you. Keep trying. Amp Radio, caller number 4. Keep trying. Amp Radio, caller number 5. Thank you. Keep trying. Amp Radio, caller number 6. Thank you. Keep trying. Amp Radio, caller number 7. Thank you. Keep trying. Amp Radio, good morning.
Can we just talk about where we're going?
That's really good, but you're caller 8.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. All right, this person's got to be singing already. If not, we go on to the next one. Here it goes.
Pressure's on.
Amp Radio, good morning.
Good morning. I hope I'm calling number 9.
Oh, no. You had to be singing the song Talk. I'm sorry.
Gotta just talk.
Oh, sorry, bro. Sorry. Amp Radio, good morning.
Can we just talk about woo?
Talk about what?
Talk about woo.
What? Talk about woo.
Listen, you're the next caller, and you were seeing it, so you are the winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm from Temple City. Adrian.
Adrian from Temple City. Congratulations, bro. We'll see you inside our Amp Suite at Staples Center next Wednesday night. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, hang tight. We'll get you all the details off the air, man. That was fun. We'll do it again tomorrow. Tune in at 9 a.m. to find out how to win some more of these Amp Suite tickets to check out Khalid in concert at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Right about now, Dopest Moment Award going out to our friends at ESPN and the UC Irvine esports team. They came through a couple weeks ago and they were filming ESPN's finale of The Good Game, the UCI docuseries on video games and these competitions. It's at a whole nother level, man. It's crazy. Super dope.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be airing tonight at 6 p.m. on ESPN2. But thank you guys for including us in this documentary. Here's a little highlight of what you'll watch tonight when they visit us in studio.
I'm going to choose this werewolf looking guy. Okay.
That was Brian setting up playing against one of them, right?
They torched me in 90 seconds.
This is funny here.
I'm going to choose this werewolf looking guy. Okay. That's a great character.
Oh, damn. That's you shooting me, a jerk? I don't even know what's going on right now.
You died.
So fast.
You died.
They had no chill about it either. They're just laughing at me like, oh, you're going to pick the werewolf here.
Check out the docuseries airing tonight at 6 p.m. on ESPN2. Thank you so much. A big shout out to UCI for allowing us and ESPN for allowing us to be a part of it. All right, coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over your radio. Thank you for hanging out with us. And remember, do not allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love ya.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.